The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule perhaps this week on the health care law President Barack Obama signed in 2010. Assistant law professor at UW-Madison Andrew Cohan says it could go either way, rather many different ways.
The two extreme possibilities are that the court invalidates the entire Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, which has become popularly known as Obamacare. The court could also uphold the entire act, but there are a number of complex possibilities in between those two extremes.
The individual mandate is a key element of the case before the court, and whether it is constitutional under the Commerce Clause. That portion of the law could be in jeopardy, though Cohan says it's a dangerous path to try to predict the outcome of a Supreme Court case.
Your argument is only an imperfect, a highly imperfect indicator of where the justices might ultimately come out. But that is the most important provision of the law that seems like it might be in real jeopardy based on the questions and comments of the justices at the oral argument.
Regardless of your opinion on the legislation itself, Cohan says the high court's decision could have very significant implications for years to come, including on constitutional law, rule of court, and the scope of national power versus state power. Cohan says the impact could be apparent relatively quickly after the decision, but the longer-term legal implications will take some time to unfold. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.